Hi there. The word for you today is, use words befitting of a Christian. In Proverbs 10, verse 32, Solomon says, the lips of the righteous know what is fitting. When George W. Bush was running for President of the United States in 1988, he admitted he'd made an inappropriate remark about American journalist Dan Rather and White House correspondent Leslie Stahl after they had an on-air confrontation. Bush referred to Rather in an unprintable term, and also took God's name in vain in speaking about CBS. When confronted, he said, and I quote, "If I'd known the microphone was on, I wouldn't have taken the Lord's name in vain, and I apologize for that." Now the fact is, he shouldn't have said it, whether the tape was running or not. Remember, God's tape is always running. The Bible says in Proverbs 5, verse 21, a man's ways are in full view of the Lord, and he examines all his paths. Centuries ago, Jesus said in Luke 12, verse 2, there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in inner rooms will be proclaimed from the rooftops. Take a moment and consider these two scriptures I'm about to read to you. The first is Proverbs 15, verse 28. The heart of the righteous weighs its answers, but the mouth of the wicked gushes evil. And Proverbs 10, verse 32. The lips of the righteous know what is fitting, but the mouth of the wicked only what is perverse. Well, the first scripture tells you that a wise person will think before he or she speaks, because they realize every word has a consequence. The second scripture tells you that a righteous person automatically knows what is acceptable and keeps in mind the fact that God also hears every word we speak. And that's the word for you today.